There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's out to the right. Two wide receivers to the left. Here's the snap. Arizona breaks four. Plenty of time for Jayden. Throws over to the middle, into the end zone. That is caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Terry McLaurin, back-to-back weeks for a score in the fourth!
How big is this problem now in the NFC East? Are the Cowboys looking at third place? Let's talk about it with Nick Eamon, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. When the news came out that Micah and Tank were out for however long it's going to be, what was your initial reaction?
Well, that sucks. I mean, those are your two. I mean, that's what makes you somewhat different on defense, and I know that they haven't played well on defense in some of those games of those two losses, but you know, if you're not going to do anything, if you don't do anything like really well, and one thing that I think that they've got is Micah Parsons rushing the passer and Tank on the other side, and that combination is better than most teams have at defensive end. So to lose them both in one game, yeah, that's going to be bad. I mean, you should be able to go up and beat Pittsburgh, but without those two guys, it's going to be tough.
Nick, how long are you hearing or thinking for both with the timelines?
I mean, I've seen what you guys have seen. Honestly, there's been pretty quiet around this weekend. So kind of what Mike and Steven said on Friday and then kind of what's been reported is what I've heard as well. I mean, it could be 2 months, maybe for Tank. It could be, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Micah, I would imagine for Micah, I mean, I could be wrong, but he's going to probably push to go back, you know, for the Detroit game, I would think, if not Pittsburgh. But with the bye week sitting there, it probably makes more sense to try to target him and get ready for San Francisco.
Introduce us and remind us of the replacements and the ones that will be counted on to step up and fill in.
Well, you know, you've got Carl Lawson, obviously, and let's not forget, you know, Sam Williams was out. And so when you look at last year, they had five pass rushers that were pretty good, and they're all going to be gone or out for the Pittsburgh game, you know, and maybe Detroit as well. When you talk about the two guys in Washington and then Sam Williams and then the two guys hurt now. So that's a tough blow. You've got, you know, Carl Lawson, who I thought did some pretty good things at the very end of the game the other day. If he stays on side, I think that, you know, that he can be all right. You know, and he's just got to get back into playing football again, but he can provide a little rush for you. They're going to move Chauncey Golston to the outside. He'll do some things there. Marshawn Nealon. I think your Tank replacement should be okay. I'm not calling those two guys Tank, but you know, Golston and Marshawn Nealand, a little bit more run stopper type guys, but the ones that, that can get off the edge and do what Micah does. I mean, obviously they're not out there, but you know, you're going to have to figure it out somehow that maybe they have some packages where Overshown can rush to the outside. You know, I'm looking for guys that can be explosive. There'll be some guys that they have to maybe bring in, but I'm sure I'm missing someone, but I mean, that's kind of what it'll be.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Nick, is this obviously a losing your top two edge rushers like that? That's kind of an unforeseen circumstance. But given where they're at now and kind of looking for answers, is this where the push to not add from free agency and not bring in a Dante Fowler type this year or retain a Dorrance Armstrong and instead wait till training camp when you're looking at scraps like Carl Lawson? Is this where the argument really shines a light on, man, this is where you got to be more active in those free agency waters, even if it's in the bargain bin?
You mean back in March? Back, you're talking about at that time?
Yeah, like through free agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're looking back now. I mean, yeah, I think so, but again, I that would be one of those cases where, I mean, I think that if you went back, that would be hindsight right there to say, hey, we better sign these guys because what if we lose Sam Williams in training camp and then we lose Micah and then we lose Tank all in the first month? Mm-hmm. And then we also have Deron Bland out. So then what? I mean, if you played that game, then I think that would be a tough, you know, for anybody to do that. I think it, one thing I would have wished they would have done, and I don't know why they didn't, is just put Muhammad on and just let him serve out his suspension for week one. Then they could have cut him after that. But I mean, he would be a guy you could bring in, but you got to serve a one game suspension for him. So I mean, I think I know what you're saying, but I think you could play that game all day long. Losing Armstrong and losing Fowler for that kind of money, I don't, you know, I think the Cowboys were like, hey, we got to let them go.
Nick, because of, you know, these injuries, does this look like a game of more just survival then, and not necessarily one you're style pointing?
Yeah, seems like I'm staring at the schedule right now, and I'm like, the one relief that you have is the bye. I mean, because I'm like looking at like, okay, Pittsburgh, yeah, you know, like survive through that, and then I was going to just say, well, how about the next two? And then you have the bye, and then you have the 49ers on the road. Atlanta looks pretty tough on the road. Philadelphia, Houston, at Washington. I mean, it doesn't get easier again until the Giants come back for Thanksgiving. And even they were throwing into the, you know, or close to the end zone at the end of the game. So I think this is that season where it's just every game is going to be just a gut-wrench game. And you hope you have a good kicker that can make some kicks and your defense can make some plays. And you know, your offense kind of gels a little bit more, finds a running game. Because I think every game is these white-knuckle games that's going to be.
Nick, do you think we're going to see, because of some of those issues that are presented by your defensive personnel being thinned out here, and obviously you're kind of trying to survive the stretch a little bit, is there a compensation on offense a little bit? Like, do you think we start seeing Dak pushing the ball down the field a little bit more? Do they start trying to get things going a little bit more in the pass game, closer to the type of scheme they're running last year than some of what we've seen early this season?
I think so. Yeah, I think you have to try to force the issue and try to, you know, I mean, they're always trying to score points, but maybe play at a faster pace. Because one thing that you have seen is, you know, it always feels like Dak, at the end of the half, Dak's going to get them down the field, and you know, but to make field goal or a touchdown, or, you know, when it's 2-minute offense, which was basically the fourth quarter against the Ravens, where you're going to see him, you know, in control. And I think that, I'm not saying go no huddle the entire game, but I think a faster pace, you know, might be a situation that not only gets them in rhythm, but also gets the offense going a little bit more and scoring more points in games where you might need to have some shootouts here.
How much does Washington scare you?
They don't yet, but I mean, they don't suck. That's the thing. I mean, that's what you knew. Dan Quinn was going to go over there and fix that problem. They're tough to figure out yet. I haven't watched them a whole lot, but I see their scores, and that's impressive. You know, and I don't even know if you can say, well, who have they played, because who is anybody right now? You know, I mean, the 4-0 Chiefs don't look that scary, but they win. You know, Minnesota looks really good, but I'm just saying, you know, I think it's still kind of early. I think I heard Chappie, I heard you say it today, it's an 8-8 league or, you know, 500 league or whatever. And I believe that this year more than any, it's just going to.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, room? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's going to be that type of season where there's a lot of teams that are going to be just right there. Washington's one of them.
What did you think of Jaden Daniels coming out?
Of college? Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry. I didn't know what
of the womb.
I was like, wow, breaking news. No,
Jesus. the debate's tomorrow night.
No, I've kind of had some arguments with people, particularly LSU people, that like, did he deserve to win the Heisman? And I was just kind of like, all right, like, I guess. I mean, like, he didn't seem like this huge difference maker. I see the stats and all that. They put up all these numbers. I kind of thought it was borderline hollow, just because they had to do all that. Their defense was bad, and so yeah, he set all these kind of records on it. But he didn't seem like he was this huge like dynamic player. But he's come to the NFL and he's been great so far. So, and the best thing about it, and I don't know what he did yesterday as far as turnovers, but I don't think he's turned it over. And if he has, it's not a lot. So for a rookie quarterback to manage the game but also be dynamic at the same time and kind of help change culture and all that good stuff that he's doing, it seems like he's really a star right now.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, every single Monday here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Did you get a chance to catch or take anything from the Steelers game, next opponent versus Indy?
Yeah, I mean a little bit of that, and I haven't forked over for the DirecTV, so I kind of get what I get, you know. And at one point it was 24-0 for two teams that I was watching, the two games. But the Pittsburgh game, I didn't see a lot of it. I kept tabs on, you know, their quarterback Richardson. Just seemed like he always stays hurt for the Colts. Flacco came in and did his thing, and I know that Pittsburgh made a rally but didn't win. But I mean, again, you know, that's going to be one of those things. They're going to be mad. They're going to come back ready for Dallas. They haven't played them in 8 years. The crowd's going to be insane at night. It's going to be a good fun atmosphere. I mean, I think you're going to see defenses like we've seen when they were winning Super Bowls. I mean, I just feel like that's the type of atmosphere that Dak and the offense is going to walk into, and they're going to be ready for it. I think there'll be a towel or two that they'll be a little waving before the game, and it'll be a fun game. But man, they're going to have to bring it.
Yeah,
my boss just walked in and looked at me. had this weird look. I think he didn't like my comment.
Did you have a big guys weekend and did it all revolve around college football? Now that we're friends on Instagram.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. And I was sad, not sad, that I did not go to the Arkansas A&M game, because I've been to that game before. Well, I've actually been to it 5 or 10, 6 times.
Whoa.
Like they have a chance to win, but then they don't, because then they figure out a cool, creative way to lose. And so that happens, and so I don't have to walk in the parking lot and get mad and see the Aggie fans and all that. So I just kind of stayed home, and yeah, it was a good time with the college buddies and watched games, and it was good times.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll ramp this thing up on Wednesday for the Steelers.
See you Wednesday, guys. All right, man.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.